各位早。
It's my privilege to deliver you this message.
我的荣幸来跟你们分享今天的信息。
How many people know who is Jochebed?
有多少人知道谁是基约基约基别
？Okay, Chris, who is she?
Chris, 你知道她是谁吗？
啊、huh? ？Yes, she's the mother of Moses.
这是摩西的母亲。
The reason I put that name in there because most people don't know who is what's the name of Moses. What's the mother of Moses?
我为什么把他的名字讲出来？因为大部分的人都不晓得摩西的母亲叫什么名字。
So you'll get a point for Bible trivia next time.
所以下一次你玩游戏会得一分。
All right. So who's Jochebed? Yeah, Jochebed is mother of Moses.
所以谁是约基别呢？那就是摩西的母亲。
And she lived in Egypt.
那她住在埃及。
Now, as a Hebrew woman, how did she end up in Egypt?
因为作为一个希伯来人，怎么会在埃及居住呢
？Because 400 years ago.
因为四百年前
，her great 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 grandfather Jacob.
他的祖父祖父祖祖父就是雅各
Maybe 10 generations prior
可能十个
I don't know how many generations
Maybe 世代
Maybe four or five generations maybe
四到五个年的世代的人
Jacob took his family of 70 to Egypt
雅各
Because it was a famine in Canaan
雅各就带了一家七十人到了埃及因为在迦南地那附近就有饥荒
His son Joseph went ahead of him
那他儿子约瑟就在走在他前面
And he became the second person in authority, in power next to Pharaoh
约瑟就成为一个宰相在埃及全地
So he was able to bring his family over to Egypt when there was a famine in Canaan.
所以他就有能力带领他全家搬到埃及，可以避开当时的饥荒。
But 400 years later, the new Pharaoh doesn't know anything about Hebrews.
可是当新的法老王兴起来的时候，那个新的法老王就不再认识约瑟了。
And over these 400 years, the Israelites just multiplied so numerous that the numbers intimidated the Egyptians.
然后在那四百年，他们都居住在埃及地，他们的人一直繁衍多到一个地步，到埃及人都害怕了。
So the Egyptians oppressed them with forced labors.
所以那些埃及人就压迫他们，压制他们，要强迫他们做苦工。
And they worked them ruthlessly.
就让他们很多的劳力，要做很多的工作。
And the king commanded every Hebrew boy that was born to be thrown into the river.
然后那当时的法老就命令说，所有生出来的男丁，不是只有希伯来人的男丁都要。丢在尼罗河里。
So at that time, Israelites has no identity except being a slave.
所以当时的希伯来人是没有一个自我认同的身份，除了只是知道他们是埃及人的奴隶。
They were not a nation.
他们那时候还没有一个国家。
They live in a pagan culture.
他们住在一个异教的地方。
There was no worship of God.
没有敬拜神的文化。
No tabernacles to go to worship God.
也没有约柜。
No Ten Commandments.
没有十诫。
No God's law to live by.
也没有神的教导。
And God had been silent for 400 years.
神几乎是就是叫什么沉默的，在那四百年之间。
So, in the book of Hebrew,
所以在希伯来书里面写到
Jochebed was listed as a woman of faith in Hebrew 11.
约基别是在希伯来书里面写说作为其中一个有信心的人。
All she knows about God is the God of Abraham, got a Jacob. No, got Abraham, got Isaac, and got a Jacob.
他所认识的神就是说亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神。
And all she knows is about the promises that God has made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以他所知道的就是神应许亚伯拉罕、以撒和跟雅各的那些应许。
That their descendants will be as numerous as the stars of the sky, and as the sands of the seashore.
那就是他们的后裔会多于天上的就像多到像天上的繁星，还有像海边的沙一样的多。
So that's all she has to go by about for the knowledge of God.
所以到那时候，他就知道，这就是他唯一知道的应许。
Now Jacob is facing a life-threatening situation.
啊，约基别就在面对一个生命危机的光景。
By faith, she has no fear of the king's edict to throw the baby boys into the Nile. So she didn't kill her baby; she kept her baby boy Moses.
她生了摩西的时候，她只有一个信心，就是说她必须要保护他，要让他不能把他丢在尼罗河，或是杀了他的儿子。
But baby Moses is 3 months old now, and she no longer can hide him.
可是她藏了他三个月，就不能再藏了。
What is she gonna do?
那她要怎么做呢?
Moses' life is in danger.
摩西的性命是在危机里面。
She probably agonized about how to keep this baby safe.
她可能天天都在为这个烦恼。
She probably cried out to God for help.
然后也许她向神呼求，求神帮助她。
The situation was out of her control.
这个情形是超过她能控制的。
She no longer can hide him.
他不能再隐藏。
Moses' life is in danger.
摩西的性命在危机里。
But because she is a woman of faith,
可是因为她是一个有信心的人。
She believed that God has a purpose and a destiny for her baby boy Moses.
她相信摩西，神创造他是有目的跟有命定的。
So she cried out to God for help.
所以她就向神呼求。
And I wonder if she heard God's reply to her and received God's instruction on what to do in this situation.
我在猜想，也许她在祷告的时候，可能神就给她一个意念，告诉她该如何行。
God said, Jochebed.
也许神对她说，约基别。
Go get a papyrus basket.
去找一个用蒲草箱。
And make it waterproof.By coating with pitch and tar.
用焦油和沥青来涂抹这个箱子，所以可以防水。
And place baby Moses in it and put the basket among the reeds.
然后把摩西这个婴孩放在这个蒲草箱里面。
And I want you to put this basket in a very specific location along the riverbank of Nile.
或许神也告诉他，你要把摩西放在一个很特定的地方，在尼罗河的一个河边。
And I wondered if Jochebed struggled between her human thoughts and her faith.
我也猜想，也许约基别他在很深的挣扎，用人的头脑去分析跟理解和神的这个信心之间挣扎。
What is going to happen to my baby boy?
我的儿子会怎么样子呢?
If a Hebrew found this my baby,
如果一个希伯来人发现我的儿子,
he's not going to be safe with the Hebrew family, just like me.
他也不会有安全,他们也不会被保护,就像我一样。
What if an Egyptian found the basket?
那如果是一位埃及人找到这个箱子,
and found that it's a Hebrew baby boy.
如果发现里面是一个希伯来人的婴孩,
would this Egyptian throw my baby into the river Nile, like and drown him?
那个埃及人会不会就把我的儿子丢在河里面，让他就淹死呢?
But if this Egyptian is compassionate, maybe he'll take him in, but would this Egyptian be able to love him and care for him as much as I would have done for him?
那如果这一位埃及人没有杀害我的儿子，他会有能力可以保护他吗？ 或是抚养他，甚至于爱他，像我爱我的儿子一样吗？
On the other hand,
那另外一边来看，
I believe in a God who is able to protect my baby.
我也相信有这一位神是有能力，他可以保护我的儿子。
I believe in a God who can provide for my baby.
我也相信我的神可以供应我的儿子。
I believe that this God I believe in has a purpose and destiny for my baby.
那我也相信这一位神创造我的儿子是有目的跟命定的。
And his purpose will prevail in my baby's life.
而神的命定，神的旨意必定会成就在我儿子的身上。
So as she prepared that basket,waterproof it by coating with tar and pitch.
所以想想约基别在预备这个蒲槽箱，在涂这个焦油和沥青。
Her heart must be wrenching inside her.
她的心肯定是很挣扎的。
And she gave him last, nursed him one last time.
那最后一次的拥抱她的儿子，然后喂他
changed him into a clean cloth.
然后换衣服，为他换衣服。
Swallow him up with a blanket.
然后包裹他，再用一个用块啊叫什么毯子包着他。
Gave him one last embrace.
最后的拥抱。
One last kiss.
最后一个亲吻。
And lay him down into the basket.
然后就把儿子放在那箱子里。
One last look.
最后一眼。
Close the cover.
然后就把箱子盖起来了。
Lay him among the reeds.
把他放在那个河
边。In the Nile River.
在尼罗河的旁边。
And let him go.
要把他放手。
Meanwhile, her daughter, Miriam.
那同时之间，她的女儿米利安。
Stood nearby,
就站在旁边
to see what would happen.
就会看到
to the basket.
这个会发生什么事呢？后面会发生什么事呢
？What will happen to baby Moses?
他就在观看，在猜看，他的弟弟后面会将会怎么样呢
？Well, let's see what God did after she surrendered and released it to the Lord of her precious baby.
你看神在他身上做了什么奇妙的事？当他愿意放手交给神
，God has the Pharaoh's daughter come down to take a bath.
神
at that location where the basket was.
神竟然让法老的女儿就在那个地方，在尼罗河旁边洗澡。
He let her to be able to spot the basket there.
神让法老的女儿看到。这个箱子
He told her female slave to go and bring the basket to her.
他告诉他的奴仆，他的女的奴仆去把这箱子拿过来。
She opened the basket.
打开这箱子。
Wow, a beautiful Hebrew baby boy.
看到一个俊美的希伯来男婴。
And the Lord worked, caused her heart to have compassion.And feel sorry for this baby boy.
然后神也使他的心对这个孩子有怜悯的心。
And she wants to take him in as her son.
她想要领养这个小孩作为她自己的儿子。
Miriam, while she was standing by, ran up to Pharaoh's daughter.
那米利安看到这个整个过程在旁边，然后就跑到这个法老王的女儿。面前
and asked her, "Would you like me to find you a Hebrew woman to nurse this baby for you?"
你愿不愿意我帮你找一个希伯来的女子妇女来为你带养暂时领暂时叫什么奶妈做奶妈对
？And the Pharaoh's daughter said without hesitation, "Yes, take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you for it."
然后法老的王的女儿竟然一点都没有怀疑，一点就立刻说：“是的，我要找这么一个希伯来的妇女，而且我还会付她钱，让她来。”
So I'm sure Mary ran really fast home to get her mother.
我相信米利安非常的 就是立刻的跑回家找他母亲
and brought her to Pharaoh's daughter.
把他母亲带到法老王的女儿面前。
And the Pharaoh's daughter said, "Yes, take care of this baby for me. Nurse him for me. And when he grows older, bring him back."
然后所以这个法老的女儿她就说，好，我让你来抚养我的儿子，直到他稍微长大一点，我才会再把他带到王宫里去。
And then later on, so Jochebed has the opportunity to care for her son and to nurture him and to teach him about the God she believes in, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
所以在那个季节，你想一想，约基别有机会可以教导他的儿子摩西关于他们的神，就是亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各的神。
And she was able to teach him about Hebrew heritage.
也能够教导他关于希伯来人的文化。
So that's why when Moses grew older as a young adult, he identified himself as a Hebrew.
所以当摩西长大的时候，在作为一个年轻人的时候，他知道他是一个希伯来人。So
after Moses' mom weaned him,
到他母亲使摩西断奶了以后，摩西断奶以后。
Moses' mom has once again surrendered Moses to the Lord.
所以摩西的母亲还要再一次降服，把摩西降服交给神。
She has to bring him back to the Pharaoh's daughter to be her son.
她要把摩西带到法老王的女儿面前，作为别人的儿子。
And he'll be living in the palace and be educated there.
她会住在王宫里，在王宫里面受教育。
And God was preparing Moses to be a leader.
然后神也在预备摩西成为一个领袖,
to lead the Israelites out of slavery.
带领希伯来人脱离这个奴隶,
into the wilderness.
进到旷野里面,
and to teach them about God, to reveal to them who he is.
然后也教导以色列人关于神的事情,
give them the laws to live by,
给他们十诫,
and how to truly worship the living God his way.
然后也教导他们怎么样敬拜，活出一个敬拜神的生活。
Commandments and instructions on how to live a holy life that God has intended.
然后也教导他们怎么过一个圣洁的生命。
And Israel is going to be God's demonstration to the world.
然后以色列国家就成为一个神的器皿，彰显神的荣耀在全地。
Who we are to be and how we are to live.
也教导全地的人，我们应该怎么活，还有我们是谁。
Okay, you may say, well, that story sounds a little bit distant for me. It's happened thousands of years ago.
也许你会说，这个故事好像离我很远嘛，好像在几千年前发生的事。
Okay, then, God still works the same day today.
可是神在过去跟今日都是一样的。
And I'll share with you two more stories, modern stories.
然后我会跟你们分享，在另外两个故事是一个现代版的故事。
One story is from my personal life.
一个是我个人的经历。
And the second story is from our church life.
然后另外一个是我们教会的故事。
Okay. I had a very rebellious daughter when she was going through adolescence.
我有个很悖逆的女儿，在她十几岁的时候。
She did everything opposite from what I taught her.
她做了所有我教导她相反的那个方向。
She would do everything that would drive a mother crazy.
她会做所有让一个为母亲抓狂的事。
We couldn't communicate at all.
我们没有办法沟通。
We were like enemies.
我们就好像敌人一样。
So one summer,
所以有一个暑假,
Pastor Joseph and I took a little getaway to Lake Tahoe.
我们两个，我跟牧师去，不是我，我跟牧师去 Lake Tahoe, 就是我不知道中文是什么，反正去度假。
And I was listening to this CD album by Taryn McAlmon.
然后我就在听一首歌，就是从Taryn McAlmon.
And this one song is called "I Surrender All."
然后里面其中有一首歌叫做《我降服》，完全降服。
And all I can listen to is that song. Just I had that song repeated over and over and over again while we were for those few days we were at Lake Tahoe.
所以我就一直重复的听这一首歌，我就只能听这么一首歌。
Because I have no control over my daughter.
因为我完全没有办法控制我的女儿。
And her lifestyle can really cause me a lot of worries, fear, and anxiety.
然后她我女儿的生命真的使我非常的忧虑跟沮丧。焦虑。
So I had to re-surrender her to God.
所以我要把她放手交给神。
And release her to the Lord.
真的释放她在神的手中。
And trusting God will bring her home.
相信神会带领我的女儿回到神的里面。
For a few months later,
那几个月之后
she went to do an internship at International House of Prayer that we call IHOP.
然后他就去了一个国际祷告院的地方，在 Kansas 啊，做一个晚上叫什么
Night Watch.
Night Watch 我也不知道，这个反正就晚上不睡觉，就是要敬拜神的一个 program， 一个。
She thought she was going for a music camp because she loves music.
她以为她去是为了就是一个音乐营，因为她很喜欢音乐。
But actually, it was an internship.
可是其实那是
the spiritual things
是一个属灵的一个实习。
Well, a few weeks later,
几个礼拜以后
he had an encounter. She had an encounter with God's love.
他就遇见神的爱。
And she was totally changed.
他就完全被改变了。
So she has an internship. It's called Night Watch, where they stay up going to classes.Serve in the prayer room from like maybe 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
所以他后面就一直在上课，从早上十哦没有，从下晚上十点到早上六点。
And she got so excited about what she's learning.
然后他就每一天在学习神的东西，他就很兴奋。
And she would call me in early hours to share with me what she has learned.
然后他就会打电话给我分享他学习了什么。
I say, go ahead, just call me after your classes, which is 3 a.m. in the morning. I say, it's okay, just call me and share with me.
后来我就跟他说，没有关系，你学完，你下课以后，你就跟我分享你学习了什么。然后到，可是那时候是我们这边早上三点钟。
And she said, Mom, how come you didn't teach me all this stuff?
然后他就跟我说，妈妈，为什么你没有教导我这一些东西？
I say, I tried.
我说我已经尝试过
，But your heart was closed to receive it.
可是你的心是封闭的，你不愿意领受。
But once God touched her heart, encountered her with His love.
可是当神遇见她，用神的爱来触摸她的时候
，Her heart was open to receive everything God has to show her.
她的心就敞开了，她就能够领受神所要赐给她的祝福。
Then we become to be on the same page.
然后我们就成为朋友就是能够同步。
We can share our hearts.
我们可以分享我们的心。
We are on the same wavelength.
我们可以在同一个频道里。
You know, yesterday.
你知道吗？昨天。
Pastor Joseph made a call to her.
牧师打个电话给她。
And you know something?
你知道什么吗？
She was able to counsel him.And coach him on how to fight the spiritual battle that he's in right now.
我女儿竟然可以给他建议，还帮助他说你应该要怎么样面对你现在的情况。
Even led him through the process on how to do it.
然后还带领他整个过程应该怎么做。
My heart is full of thanksgiving and praise and joy.
我的心是充满了感恩和喜乐。
What God has done in her life.
因为神在他生命里面所做的。
How he has grown her.
是神怎么样来带领来使他成长
After I have surrendered and released her to the Lord
是当我把他放下交给神之后
And the Lord is faithful
然后神是信实的
To bring her where she needs to be
是带领他 到该去的地方。
There's another story.
然后还有另外一个故事。
Some of us have experienced together.
就是我们大家一起经历的。
What's it, 5 years? Let's see. 6 years ago?
那不是就六年前吗
？Okay, 6 years ago, we decided to leave our facility at Jacuzzi Street.
在六年前，我们决定离开我们之前的教会住址。
Our location was hidden behind the warehouse.
我们以前的那个地点是躲在一个仓库后面。
People had a hard time finding us there.
很多人很难找到我们。
And we by faith said we need to leave and we need to find a cheaper place.
然后我们凭着信心，我们说必须要离开以前的地方，我们要找到一个更便宜的地方。
So that was in January.
那个时候是在一月份，好像。
So we searched high and low.
所以我们到处寻找。
One rejection after another rejection to rent a place because we are a church.
然后到一个地方，到另外的地方都拒绝我们，因为我们是一个教会，他们不愿意租给我们。
We had to move out by end of September.
我们在九月底就要搬走了。
This is end of July. We still couldn't find a place.
我们在七月底还没有找到地方。
Finally, the Lord opened this place up for us.
后来神突然之间打开给我们这个机会就在这里。
But the, you know, we're supposed to find a cheaper place, right?
我们原来是应该找一个比之前的租金更便宜的地方。
Right, turn out this place much higher than the other place.
可是这个地方比之前的租金还要更高。双倍。
I remember,
Double.
Pastor Joseph had a core group here that night.
我还记得。
And had a circle right here.
我记得当天晚上我们在决定要不要租这个地方之前，我们还聚集在这里，跟所有的同工们就在这个台前。
And everyone say yes, we should lease this, rent this place.
然后所有的人都说是的，我们应该要租这个地方。
There wasn't a no voice.
并没有一个人反对。
Man, I remember that night when Pastor Joseph had to sign that lease.
我还记得牧师当天晚上还要签那个租约。
It was really a big step of faith.
那真的是一个很大的信心。
We don't know how the Lord is going to provide this place for this place.
我们也不知道神到底要怎么供应这个地方。
But we know the Lord gave us this place.
可是我们知道这是神带领我们到的地方。
Yes, the Lord will provide, but we just don't know how.
我们相信神会供应我们，只是我们不知道他会怎么供应我们。
Pastor Joseph signed that lease.
当牧师在签那个约的时候。
With fear and trembling.
他非常紧张害怕。
But also with faith.
可是也是有信心。
All right. So as the years go by, one year, 2 year, 3.
That was 2012, right? Or 2013.
What? Yeah, 2012. Okay. Yeah. So year one, year two, year three goes by.
然后头三年过去了。
It was $8,000 a month plus, you know, the utilities and whatever that.The other expenses turned out to be about $10,000 a month.
原来是八千块的租金，再加上其他的费用，维持这个地方的费用，加起来就超过10,000块一个月。
You know, we are not a rich church.
你知道我们教会不是很有钱的地方。
Mandarin group has a lot of immigrants that struggle just to survive financially here.
我们华语部就是很多的移民，还刚刚来到这边，还没有很多的收入。
So this church was supported by few faithful tithers and generous givers.
他们这个教会就是有几位比较就是有比较有信心的，不是信心，就是忠心的人的捐款。
Yeah, but Pastor Joe gets stressed out when he sees the financial report every month.
可是牧师就每一个月看到这个报告就很紧张，很有压力。
$6,000 deficit.
6,000块
monthly. How far can we go without reserve?
每个月就亏款6,000，我们这样子还能走多远呢
？All right, people, make sure you turn off the electricity with nine use.
所以牧师就跟你们说，记得必须要把电关掉哈，用的时候暖气要关掉。
try to save you know, a little bit by our utility usage, but I think that's not going to do it.
我们希望就是说每一个部分都尽量省一点，希望能够把钱不要乱花嘛，就是要省下来。
And we tried so hard, tried to sublease some of the spaces that we don't need.
然后我们也尝试过要把这些空间租出去，不需要的空间可以租出去。
And nothing works.
然后可是没有任何办法。
So this financial burden is really weighing down on Pastor Joseph.
可是这件事真的使牧师非常的压力很大。
By third year, he's burned out.
在第三年之后，他就开始有燃尽的情况。
And then he said, "Should I write a letter to our landlord about financial situation? And can I just ask him, can you reduce our rent?"
所以我在想说。牧师就在想说我可不可以写一封信给我们的房东说你请求他可不可以降价我们的租金
And our real estate agent friend said No, 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 that's not very proper
然后我们的经纪人竟然说这个千万不要做这个事情因为这不是很一般的人都不会做这个事
I've never met a landlord that will reduce the rent
从来没听过房东会愿意减租的
All right, so Joseph, Pastor Joseph, okay, I'm going to, and he's writing this while he was at burnout, okay, first burnout.
他在写这封信的时候就正在他第一次的燃尽。
So he sent an email a month before his 60th birthday.
所以他就写了这封邮件给我们的房东就在他生日的前面一两礼拜。
No response.
就没有回应。
For about 30 days.
差不多三十天没有任何回应，二十八天没有任何回应。
Two days before his birthday，
那两天在生日两天前
，he got a call from the landlord。
他房东就打电话给他。
And guess what？
你猜看什么事发生
？The landlord say yes， I'll reduce $3,000. Just take care of your health. That's a priority。
房东，你猜房东说什么？房东说可以，我愿意减租$3,000。你需要照顾好你自己。
So they took one house back.
所以他把
for the 3,000 reduction.
其中一个房子就拿回去，就减了$3,000的租金。
Okay, so down to 5,000 now.
Right? 那对，减现在是$5,000了。
But after down to 5,000, still very heavy. Like I told you, we are not a very rich church.
可是五千块还是很重，因为我告诉你嘛，不是我们教会不是很有钱的教会。
So Joseph's been burned by the finances again.
然后牧师又在为教会的财政感到很忧心。
So over a year ago.
所以在一年前。
So he had a talk with the landlord again.
我们就跟房东再一次交谈。
And had shared with him a vision. How about let's be partners, not landlord-tenant relationship.
我们就跟房东说，我们要不要成为伙伴？不是一个房东跟房客的关系。
We'll work together to reach out this community.
我们可以一起同工来在怎么样讲，就是来服侍这个社区。
No response for another how many month? Three month?
然后又没有回应，可能有三个月没有任何回应。
When he came back, he said, "I buy your idea."
后来他回来就说，我同意你的看法。
I'm going to cut down another 3,000.
然后我又把另外$3,000又减租了。
Now it's 2,000 a month.
现在是$2,000一个月。
More workable for us.
那现在这个租金就是我们可以负担的。
But you know something?
可是你知道吗？
Well, Pastor's stressing out.
虽然牧师很压力很大。
I always have the faith that God will provide in His ways. I just didn't know how.
我永远相信神还是会供应我们，只是我们不知道他怎么供应你。
Definitely not by human ways, try to sublease, you know, try to get income in.
但绝对不是用人的方法说要把他的房间租出去，然后有一些收入。
But God worked in a landlord's heart.
可是是神在房东的心中工作。
He gave us favor.
是神让房东给我们恩典。
And he's willing to reduce the rent.
有恩宠，他愿意减租。
Have you ever met a landlord like that? To give you a rent from 8,000 to 5,000 and to 2,000?
你有从来有碰过这样的一位房东吗？从八千块减到五千到三千。
It's a God thing.
你们知道这个是神做的事吗？
Definitely, it's not human. thing.
绝对不是人能做的，这个是神的感动做的。
I always believed.
我一直相信。
If God has a purpose and destiny for this church in this location,
如果神对我们这个教会在这个地点有心意、有目的，
He will give us favor in our landlord's eyes.
他就会给我们恩宠，在房东的眼中有恩宠。
And He will provide.
他会帮助还有供应我们。
Okay, so these are the two modern stories. God still.Real and alive today.
我这个就是这两个现代版的故事，就是我们的神今天还活着，还是跟昨天是一样的。
Is there something precious and dear to your heart that you have no control over?
你心中是否有一件事是对你来说是很重要，可是你完全没有办法掌握
？It's no longer safe with you.
可是你知道，如果你一直把它藏在心里是不会不是安全的。
Something that you fear of losing，
或是你有些害怕会失去的东西。
Uncertainties of the future，
或是对将来不确定。
Something that causes you a lot of worries, fear, and anxiety that you lose sleep over it，
或是任何一件事让你非常的忧虑、紧张、害怕，使你睡不着觉。
Something that rob you of your joy and peace.
或是一件让你失去平安喜乐的事情。
Perhaps it can be a very dear relationship.
也许是一个对你来说很重要的关系。
A spouse.
或是是你的你的伴侣。
A child.
是你的儿女。
Your parent.
或是你的父母。
A very dear friend.
或是你很亲爱的朋友。
You can no longer care for them.
你没有办法再照顾他们。
And they are in trouble.
可是他们却是在危机里。
Maybe it is a health issue.
也许是你身体健康的问题。
Cancer.
可能是癌症。
Diabetes.
或是糖尿病。
Or anything else.
或是其他的问题。
Maybe it's a marriage on a rock.
也许是你的婚姻碰到焦灼 yeah.
婚姻有问题
yeah.
Okay, how about maybe for you who are immigrants here, maybe you, it's your resident status.
也许你是一位移民，是可能你能不能留在美国。
How about finding a job?
还有要找工作的。
Keeping a job.
或是要保持你的工作。
Your finances.
还有你的经济。
Your business.
你的生意。
How about yourself?
还有你自己。
Are there things like these that you're losing sleep over?
是不是有这些的事情让你晚上没有办法安睡？
There are two things you can do about it.
这有两，你可以做两件事。
First of all, you can try to control it yourself.
我有两个方法。
Deal with it yourself.
第一个方法就是你用自己的能力去解决。
But when it's out of control,
可是当它是失控的时候
you'll be living in anxiety and depression.
你就会活在叫什么 anxiety, 就是焦虑里面。
The second alternative,
或是第一个方法，第二个方法
you surrender to the Lord.
就是把它交给神。
Say, God, here, this is yours.
说主啊，这个是我交给你。
And when you give it to God, God is responsible.
当你交给神的时候，是神会负责。
It's like giving God a driver's seat.
就是像要神坐在你的驾驶位座位。
Let him drive the car.
让神开你的车。
Just be a passenger.
你只是
coming for the ride.
你只是刚好坐在神的车子里面顺路。
He is skilled.
我们的神是很好的司机。
To go around those windy, narrow ways, bumpy roads.
他很会开，他开车，他可以走过那些迂回的路。
And he can get you there safely.
然后他可以把你带到一个安全的目的地。
He knows the way. Don't worry.
他知道要往哪里去。
He will take you to your destination safely, smoothly.
他会把你安全的带到你的目的地。
So after you let him be the driver's seat, and remember, don't be a backseat driver.
所以当你坐在神的车子里面，不要成为一个，我不知道中文是什么，就是坐在后面还指指点点前面那个开车的。
You surrender to him and you release it to him. Let go and let God do his thing.
那就是你坐在神的车子里，你就交托给他，你就放手，就让神来做。
And you have to trust him.
可是你要相信他。 你要相信神，他可以做到。He
can take care of what you have entrusted to him.
他可以成就你交托给他的那些事情。And
you know, but it's really hard to trust somebody that you do not know.
可是你知道吗？很难相信一位你不认识的人。It's
really hard to trust a stranger.
是很难相信一个陌生人呢。So
I don't know if you know God today, personally.
我不知道你是否认识神，你个人跟他有什么关系？Is
he a stranger or is he a friend?
神对你来说是一个陌生人呢，还是一个不为朋友？
Do you know him as your heavenly father?
你认识他是你天上的父神吗？
And if you don't know him,
那如果你不认识他,
maybe you just know him up here, but not down here.
也许你在头脑上认识他，不是在心里认识他。
It's never too late to start today.
从来不会太晚，就在今天你就可以认识他。
How can you know him personally?
你怎么样跟神建立个人的关系呢？
First step,
第一步,
you got to establish a personal relationship with him.
就是你要个人来到他的面前，跟他建立关系。
How can you have a personal relationship with him?
你怎么跟他有个人的关系？
The reason we don't have a relationship with him is because of our sin.
原因我们为什么跟神没有 的关系很远，是因为我们有罪。
God is a holy God.
我们的神是一位圣洁的神。
And our sin separates from him.
而我们的罪使我们与神隔离。
So for us to be connected with him and to be reconciled with him,
所以我们要跟神连接，重新接线的话，我们和好的话。
Our sin needs to be forgiven.
我们的罪必须要被赦免。
To be washed away.
要被洁净。
And God provided a way for your sins to be washed away and made you clean.
是神给我们一个方法可以洗净我们的罪。
He sent his one and only begotten son Jesus.
他把耶稣赐给我们他唯一的儿子。
To come down to earth and to die on the cross and to shed his blood to wash away all your sins so you can be reconciled to him.
来到世上为我们的罪而死，死在十字架上为我们流血，可以洗净我们一切的罪。
And you say, well, how can I receive Jesus?
可是我们怎么样来领受耶稣呢?
As my Savior.
他作为我们的救主。
Just believe in him or what he has done for you.
就是相信他为我们所成就的一切。
And believe in what he said.
就相信是耶稣所说的。
Jesus said.
耶稣和天父说的。
For God so loved the world.
就是神爱世人。
That he gave his one and only son.
把他唯一的独生子赐给我们。
Whoever believes in him
叫一切信靠他的,
should not perish
不至灭亡,
but have everlasting life
反得永生,
and as many as who receive him
所以这么多位领受他的人,
they will become children of God
他们都会成为神的儿女,
just believe what he said
就是相信神所说的,
accept it
接受,
receive it
接受他,
and let him come into your life.
让神进到你的生命里面,
to be your Savior.
成为你的救主,
to be your Lord.
成为你的主, 生命的主宰,
and when I say be your Lord, that means he is the boss, not you.
我的意思说, 当神成为你生命的主宰, 意思就说, 他就是你的老板,
you
不是你。
You have to follow him closely.
是你要跟随他, 紧紧跟随他。
You have to trust and obey him.
你要相信还有顺服他。
And apply everything he said into your life.
将神所教导的一切都, 活在你的生命里面。
So you can experience who he is and who he say he is and who he say he can do.
所以你可以经历他所说的, 一切, 说关于他的事, 还有在你生命里面他的旨意, 有没有成就。
Okay, so now I want you, we're going to have some activation of my message applications.
所以现在到最后的部分, 我们会有一些, 活动,
So let me explain.
那我们来解释。
I'm going to play that music. I surrender all the music that I have to listen to over and over at Lake Tahoe.
我会让你们听我那首歌，叫我把完全降服那首歌，就是我在旅游的时候一直重复听的那首歌。
It's about 4 minutes long.
差不多四分钟之久。
And I'm going to give you 4 minutes for you to really think about what you want to surrender to God.
我会给你四分钟的时间，真的去思想你想要把什么事情交托给神。
And Ryan, Micah, and Toby is going to come by and give you a white piece of paper.
然后我们的儿子们，他会来到你的面前，给你一张纸。
And pencil too.
Or pen. 还有一支笔。
And you're going to write down what that is. It doesn't have to be a paragraph.
你可以写下你想交托的事情，不需要是很长的，不要写一段文章那样子长。
Just one word.
就写一个字就好了。
Maybe it's a person. Don't even write a name out. Just initial.
也许是一个人，你不需要把名字都写出来，可以是把
the person's initial. That's good enough. God knows who it is.
反正你就写，是你跟神之间你知道的就好了。
And after we are done, so that this is the surrender part.
所以这个部分是一个降服的部分。我们做完的这个
，Before we release the balloons, we no.
Oh no, we need to attach to the balloons.
Oh, wait a second. So then after that, we're going to say a few statements of faith, declare our faith toward God.
当我们写完以后，我们会一起来宣告，有个信仰的宣言。
And then I want you this side go to form a line that.Against that wall, and this side form a line here. First of all, you want to get a balloon from our brothers. And so that'll be Keith, that's Joshua's dad, and Jason.
Okay.
He'll give you a balloon.
所以你先我们先写完以后
yeah,
有那个信仰的宣言然后我们左边的会排队然后右边分两条路线然后就会有弟兄帮把你 把气球交给你你就把你写上的那张纸粘在气球上
and please
这个
no don't be picky about which color you want okay
还有不要选什么颜色好吧
you're just gonna get whatever that's given to you
你就拿随便一个气球就好了，这就是信靠的一部分 ，OK？
And then you're gonna get a tape.
然后你要拿一个胶纸。
Put half of it on the paper and turn it around and no to go around the string to attach it.
然后就有一个胶纸贴，把你那张纸贴在那气球的线上。
And then when you're done, please exit this door.
然后当你完成以后，就可以到走往那边去。
And also, don't forget your purses, valuables. I don't want anything to be left here with no supervision.
还要请带着你自己的，
你 don't know who can come
你的东西 through
the door and take your wallets.
对，然后我们把你重要的东西都带着。
Yeah, take it with you. Exit the store.
然后出离开这个门，这两边的门。
And we're gonna be.Back here,
我们就会在后花园。
And the reason we choose back here because there's no wires above us, where the balloon can get caught.
Okay, 我们选后面后花园这个地方，就是那个篮球场的地方，因为那边没有电线杆。
And then, don't release it. We're gonna release it together. So you have to wait for my instruction.
所以还有你拿着出去之后先不要把它就你要抓住它因为我们会一起把它放手交给神
Very important These are helium balloons
这很重要这个都是氢气球
So it's very easy If it slip away it's going to go up
很容易就跑走了
So we put a little loop at the end of the string
所以我们每一个气球下面的线都有一个圈圈。
So when you get your balloon,
所以拿到气球以后，你把手指头放在这个圈子里面，或是放在手里，绑在手上。
You put, make sure you loop it into your finger so it won't fly away, okay?
反正就是 hold on tight 就对了。
Hold on tight.
Yeah. 就是不要那么快让它飞走。
Okay. And meet
not time yet. 然后在外面等，等到每个人都出来以后。
Represent what you want to surrender to God.
每一个气球就代表你想要交托给神的事。
And we will release it together. Just listen for my instruction, okay?
然后我们会一起放手，就是听我的，那个，就是听他的指示就好了。
So through this exercise,
在这个训练里
，I want to leave an everlasting impression on your heart and in your memory.
我希望给你有一个这样的经历。
Whenever you struggle with anything,
当你任何有任何的挣扎的时候
，remember this.
就记得这个经历。
Every day we have to surrender. It's not a one-time deal.
每一天都需要。
Every day we have to surrender.
我们每一天都需要降服。
Surrender.Release, apply faith. That God is who He says He is, and you can do what you have entrusted to Him.
就是每一天我们都要降服，然后放手，然后可是是有信心的，带着信心的放手，这是我们每一天的操练。
Okay, okay, let's play that song.
我们请放那首歌好吗
？Everybody has a piece of paper.
每个人都有一张纸吗？
Okay, everybody stand. We're going to declare a few statements of faith toward God as we surrender and release it to Him. Please stand.
请各位起立好吗？我们会一起来宣告，我们会做一个信仰的宣言。
Okay, you can say in your own language.
你可以用你的话自己来说。Can you make sure the slide is going at the very bottom? I have it all in there. Right here in front of you.
Okay, let's start. I trust in you, Lord. I say you are my God.
耶和华，我依然信靠你，我说你是我的神。
I cast all my anxieties on you because you care for me.
I cast all my anxiety on you because you care for me. Can they show the word is in the...
Can you guys show the words on the slides?
Okay, just
repeat. I give all my anxiety to you.
I believe you are who you say you are. You can do what you say you can do.
你可以成就一切你的应许。
Nothing is too hard for you.
没有任何事情对你是太难的。
I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he's able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
我相信我所信的是谁，也深信他能保守一切我交托给他，直到那日。
Amen. Okay, so form two lines.